If you think of blight, you probably don't picture something like this parking garage, but New York considers it blighted. That's because blight is a word with more than just a negative connotation. It has the power to unlock billions of dollars for real estate development by opening the door for governments to seize private property for public use. Just look at New York's $40 billion plan for Penn Station, or LA's $2 billion Angels Landing project. Even Seattle's famous Pike Place was transformed from this to this on the basis of blight.
It can be the basis for deciding that the area should be condemned and redeveloped.
But these redevelopment projects don't hinge on the same interpretation of blight, just the word. Here's why blight is so tough to define, how it's used to redevelop cities, and why its use is a source of heated debate.